doing this for?
Right.
And on top of that, you've got this deep context that I think we have to, it's going to be interesting to see how we learn about this, you know, because I've been making this argument really since the 80s. People would say this is back when Stern wasn't anodyne, you mm-hmm. know, when Stern actually was a little bit edgy and people had opinions on Stern. I mean, I don't even know if you're old enough to know that, but Stern used to be a shock jock.
Right.
He wasn't, a television guy.
Right.
And when Stern was shocking, people would pull out clips and I would say, well, that's out of context. And they would say, well, we'll play the whole show. And I'd say that's still out of context.
Because you have to listen to the show.
The context is like when your uncle's at Thanksgiving and he says something insane, but you've known your uncle for your whole life.
Right.
And there's a certain kind of depth of that understanding. And when you listen to someone like Stern, someone who's filling up a huge amount of space and is saying a lot of stuff, you have to understand that you can almost prove anything about mm-hmm. Stern. You could prove socialist.
Right.
You could prove Ayn Rand. You could prove anything from Stern because people are really complicated.
Right.
And Stern was a wonderful example because Stern would talk about someone he loved having cancer and then do a fart joke.
Right.
And do them within the space of 30 seconds, which is what people do.
That's right.
Everybody in the world does it. And we're now reaching a part with Twitter where Twitter allows us no context whatsoever. Twitter is the elimination of context. And you've got this, couple sentences said by somebody who we all believe, and I'm not pointing fingers at other people, everybody, you and me, believe are the totality of that person's thinking.